Welcome to Safety Chats. Host Jason Stark, Director of Safety at Baldwin Safety and Compliance, shares decades of aviation experience and a passion for safety. Let's get started with this week's Safety Chat.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Baldwin Safety Chat podcast, the podcast where we talk about anything safety management or anything safety, organizational excellence, or anything that can help us maybe do our jobs a little bit better. I love doing this because it gives me a chance to learn not only from the material, but also from all of you and your feedback. So thank you for that. Today, just a little return to organizational theories, and I'll try to relate it to safety. But one of them that caught my attention was the actor network theory and how it relates to socio-technical systems. So let's start with socio-technical systems. So a socio-technical system obviously is a system where you have humans and you have technology that are working together and interfacing, right? Socio-technical systems have, you know, really come about in the 1950s, 1960s when we started seeing a lot of automation and computing power in organizations and how people deal with that technology and how they interface with that technology. Now, with that in mind, as far as a socio-technical system, in terms of how humans interface with technology, let's look at actor network theory. And this theory postulates that humans, us, part of the human club, can influence the objects, including software, in the workspace. And objects, in turn, can influence the humans. So this is saying that tech that we use in our organization has the ability to influence our actions, and likewise, our actions, our behaviors, our beliefs, our values has the ability to influence the tech or the objects within the organization. And this is very true also when it comes to safety management software. And we see this all the time here at Baldwin, and I'm sure other software providers see it as well, but how the organization feels that safety management should be resolved. And so here's the unique thing. I'm going to take a little segue because every organization is different. And as such, they're going to have a different process or different procedures in a way to satisfy something in safety management. So for example, setting performance indicators. Some organizations may just have one or have a high level one, where other organizations may have 20 based on what they need. Again, there is no right number of performance indicators. It's what you need. Let's give another example. One organization may use auditing teams and may do audits every week, or another organization maybe uses one person and audits every quarter. Who knows? But the point is that every organization is different, and the behavior in that organization, as we see in Baldwin, tends to have an impact on the software itself. So we get a lot of requests on the software based on the behaviors and the actions within the organization. And a lot of them are good, some of them a little interesting, but most of them are really good suggestions and ways that we can see that we can globalize that to make it beneficial to everybody. Now, in turn, I think one of the things that we don't want to do in safety management is have the software impact, especially erroneously, how the organization behaves or what the organization does in terms of safety management. And where would that come up? That would come up in a software platform that is extremely rigid and has very opinionated workflows. So now the organization would have to conform. So now what you have is the object, or the software in this case, is influencing the humans. It's influencing on how the humans resolve and understand safety management. And that could be a little dangerous. And the reason I say that is because it's really interesting. Nassim Nicholas Taleb, probably a lot of you know him in writing The Black Swan. While this was in the context of a financial analyst, he talked about these analysts putting blind faith in software programs and basically taking as gospel what they spit out. And when we as individuals are so reliant on a software program for answers when we don't really know what's going on in the background. We don't really know what's driving it. When we have different ideas about safety management, for example, and we're assuming that the software is assuming safety management, and like I said, we're just taking the output for granted that it's right, we can be in a lot of danger. And the reason I say that is because in the software programs, the workflow is opinionated, or how maybe risks are dealt with are very opinionated, and usually doesn't allow for or require organizational input. Because remember, every organization is different. Every organization is like a human being. Everyone is different. Every organization has a different climate or a different attitude, if you will. And therefore, the behaviors are a little bit different. And when we have a software in the actor network theory, when we have the object influencing the humans, then we could potentially have a problem, because then what the humans are conforming to what the object is opinionated about, or that object's creator is opinionated about in this case. Going back to Nicholas Taleb, that we need to be careful in putting blind faith in software programs. There are some programs out there that will spit out something that represents the risk or what the environment is, and we need to be careful with that. We really need to have some idea of what that is saying and what's not being said, I think, more importantly. So what is the call to action? Now, I know some of you use the Baldwin software and some of you use other softwares, and that's fine. We're all here in the market to do a great thing and to help you manage your safety management system. But what the call to action is here is to look at your software and understand, is it something that you can influence, or is it something that is influencing you? So for something that you can influence, it should be something that is flexible, customizable, so that you can mold it into what your organization needs. So in this case, you're influencing the object in the workspace. And what you really want to prevent are those cases where the software, or even identify where the software is molding or influencing you and the behaviors that you have to do in the organization. And what we see a lot of times is that when the tool that you're using is influencing or affecting your behavior, how you do the job, we start doing workarounds and patches and these innovative workflows that may or may not make sense. So what we want to do is, in the socio-technical system, we like to see how the humans, how we can positively influence the technology. But when it comes to the other side, when it comes to this idea that the software could be influencing you, your organizations, or your organization's actions, one of the things that we need to be really careful about is that the software is actually correct in theory in how it deals with risk, how it deals with mitigation, or how it deals with safety management on a whole. Because if it's not, if it's influencing your behavior, you're going to be going down the wrong path and everybody's going to be sad. That's going to be a mess. But going back to Taleb's comments, we have to be careful in putting blind faith in the software programs and allowing it to influence our actions. So there you have it. That is the actor network theory and socio-technical systems. So again, this theory postulates that humans can influence the objects in the workspace and the objects can influence the humans. Our call to action is to have safety management tools that we can influence, that we can mold into what we need, that we can make it so that it addresses our organization, our problems. What we want to avoid, or at least we want to be aware of, are those tools that force us to do things in a certain way. So it changes our behavior and changes how we need to view safety management, right, wrong, or indifferent. So with that in mind, just keep your eyes open. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in, for listening, for downloading this, if you will, if you're on your way to work or you're on your way to the hotel from a flight, or you just happen to be on a break from line service or from the shop floor. Thank you so much for listening. Guys, I really appreciate what you do. I appreciate what you're doing to make the system safer. Love you guys, and continue doing what you're doing. And in the meantime, till we see the next podcast, stay safe.
This podcast is brought to you by Baldwin Safety and Compliance, the leader in safety management for the transportation industry. Since 2004, Baldwin has been providing state-of-the-art solutions and 24/7 support to the aviation and transportation industries. Baldwin's clients include all sizes and types of transportation operators. Baldwin provides safety and related business services to commercial and non-commercial transportation operators, medical transporters, FBOs, MROs, airports, flight schools, UAS operators, firefighters, OEMs, ground transport operators, and others. Visit BaldwinSMS.com to discover how Baldwin can enhance your organization's safety program.